Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features the German ensemble Musica Antiqua Cologne in three archive production releases of Baroque music by Telemann, Heineken, and a handful of Italian composers. Although Musica Antiqua Cologne disbanded in 2006, most of the ensemble's recordings are still available. And for those that are a little tricky to come by, you can always wait for them to be re-released. A couple of years ago, Archive Production did just that, under a line called Alfresco. Among the handful of recordings reissued was one by Musica Antiqua Cologne entitled Concertos for Four Violins, and included music by Locatelli, Torelli, and Valentini, among others. The performances are just stunning. The vibrant energy and intensity really show how unique the ensemble's perspective was and how timeless the recordings are. From Italian concertos to German sonatas, let's move on to a more recent Musica Antiqua Cologne recording, Telemann Flute Quartets. By the time Musica Antiqua Cologne recorded their 2005 release of Telemann Flute Quartets, the personnel had changed noticeably from previous years. Nevertheless, the ensemble was still directed by Reinhard Goebel, a driving force and force of nature since the group's founding. The Flute Quartets recording is part of a long line of excellent Telemann releases that the ensemble made throughout its long career. We'll stay in Germany and go on a road trip with Musica Antiqua to Dresden, where we'll meet Johann David Heineken and his concertos. Musica Antiqua Cologne's 1993 recording of Johann David Heineken's Concertos for Orchestra must rank as one of the ensemble's finest. They not only discovered a little-known Baroque composer of great skill, but also made definitive recordings of his music. You'd be hard-pressed to find an ensemble that can match such a feat. One can only wonder what Musica Antiqua Cologne would have recorded had they not disbanded and were still around to do for the multitude of unknown composers what they'd done for Heineken and a host of others. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.